Spirit of the Lord began to unfold. Glory to God. We're talking about the mysteries of the upper room. Some of this we've already preached into. Now, these words, again, that were spoken in the upper room, he didn't even begin to speak until Judas left the room in chapter 13. As soon as Judas left the room, he wasn't even worthy to hear these words. As soon as he left the room, the Lord began to speak. And these words that he spoke in chapter 14, 15, 16, and 17, no other writer caught them. No other writer even came close to these words. And they are the mystery of the kingdom of God. Embedded in these words, layer after layer after layer, is the mystery of the kingdom of God. Been working on this for about 30 years, but this last pass, when we went a little further, say a little further, the Holy Spirit began to give understanding, and this week he began to unfold it this way, the five I will operations of the upper room. The first thing you're going to do before you venture into God, you have to know what his will is. You have to know it's his will. You have to understand what he came for. A lot of people believe that the Lord came to just save us. He didn't come to save us. His real mission was to reconcile us to the Father. That's what he wanted more than anything. And not only reconcile us to the Father, he wanted us to bring us into the same place he held with the Father. The same glory, the same love, the same union. He gave us a union, a oneness, and a glory that not even the angels have. He gave this to us. And now he's calling us to enter into it. Amen. The first would go to John 14. Where in my Father's house, there's many dwelling places. Now there are mansions in heaven, but he's not talking about mansions here. He's talking about dwelling places. If you're not so, I'd have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. God has a place for you. He's got a dwelling place, secret place. It's just for you. He has a place where he's going to meet with you, and you're going to meet with him. He has a place that's not of this world, not in this world. God designed this. Listen, the first thing he said in the I will come to you, the first thing he began to say, the Lord said, I will come to you. Notice what he says. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. Say, I will come again. Now, when the Lord came again, he said, listen, I'm leaving you. Don't let sorrow fill your heart. He said, this is a good thing, because if I'm leaving you, I'm going to send my Holy Spirit. The first way God came to us by salvation, the Holy Spirit brought the salvation down. As the men of God began to preach the blood of Jesus, he brought that salvation. The very first wave of us was to be saved, but it went far greater than just salvation. The Holy Spirit's mission was to bring us to where Christ dwelleth. He says, I'm going away. I'm going to go away. But where I go, notice what he said here. If I'm not so, I'd have told you, if I go to a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Say that where I am, there you may be also. Do you know he began to speak that all the way back to chapter 6, 7, 8? He began to say, where I am. He told the Jews, he goes, where I am, you cannot come. They were trying to kill him. He says, since you seek to kill me, where I am, you cannot come. And even Peter, he says in chapter 13, he says, I'm going away now where I am. You cannot come now, but you will come hereafter. And Peter says, I'm going to go with you now. I'm going to follow you now. Listen, this kind of following, this kind of leadership is not going to be done in the flesh. It's not going to be done in human ambition. It's not going to be done in human sufficiency. He said, tonight, Peter, before this day, you will deny me three times. There is a hunger that cometh from man, and there's a hunger that cometh from God. You're not going to find what God wants us to find in this generation in the flesh. No matter how, I mean, Peter, it was noble. He said, I'm going to follow you now. He goes, Peter, I'm going by the way of the cross. You're not going to be able to follow me, but you will follow me hereafter. But before this night, you'll deny me three times. But he still got him there. Amen. Not only got him there, when he separated him to his ministry, he told Peter, he said, listen, when you were young, Peter, you did what you would do. I mean, Peter, thank God for Peter, because he'd jump out of the boat, amen? But he made a lot of mistakes. I'm finding more and more and more. I want Peter's ability to jump when it's time to jump, but I want John's ability to sit. I want to be more like John. I want to be in the Father's love. It's glorious. Hallelujah. He said, but when thou shalt be old, Peter, another will undergird thee and will carry you whither you wouldest not. Speaking of his death, but that would undergird him was the unconditional love of the Father. He goes, I'm going to have my way in you, Peter. I got to say, I'm going to have my way. God's going to have his way in us. Glory to God. He's going to take all of us. This story of the gospel wasn't just the Holy Ghost come down to us. That's what happens. We come in, the Holy Ghost comes down to us, and we all camp here. But we camp here with all of our issues. And God's design wasn't for us just to camp, and he sent his Holy Spirit. He says, I'm not going to leave you fatherless. I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. I'm coming to you. I'm going to send my comforter, and my comforter is going to bring you to me where I am. There shall you be also. I will not leave you fatherless. God is not going to leave us in an orphan state. So many of us want God to come and transform us, but we're in an orphan system. This world system is an orphan system. Even if you were raised in a good family, you're still an orphan from the Father. He's got to bring you out of the system. He's got to bring you out of the system. So he brings his Holy Spirit. He said, I come, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you so you can come to me. I'm coming to you so you can come to me. Oh, if the church would teach how to come to where he is. Because he has a mission to reveal the Father. And when he reveals the Father, all the love that everyone's looking for. I've been saying, and I'm going to say it again, there is a difference between the Father loving you here in this jurisdiction and the Father loving you in his jurisdiction. It's a glorious love that's not of this world. It will transform us all from glory to glory. And notice what he said in John 16, it's expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, I cannot send the Comforter. He goes, I know you like dwelling with me. But he told them in John 14, he says, the Father's greater than I. If you love me, you'd rejoice that I'm leaving. Who's going to be happy if the Lord himself's walking with you personally? You're going to rejoice that he leaves? He said, listen, if you like the fellowship that you have with me here, wait till I send you the Comforter. And he's going to bring you to where I am in the Father. He's going to bring you into the union, into the oneness and the glory that I have with the Father. He's going to bring you to me. And I'm going to reveal the Father. And trust me, it's greater than me being with you in person. Isn't that awesome? It's expedient that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I send him, when he comes, listen, he'll reprove the world of sin, of righteousness and judgment. I started meditating upon that. The first thing he's got to do when he comes, he's either coming to a voice of a preacher or the Lord himself, but he came. The first thing he does is he convicts the world. Boy, if we preach more into the conviction of the Holy Ghost, we don't need to do a Hollywood Madison Avenue gospel. All we need is the power of the Holy Ghost, because there's only one thing the world can hear is Christ and him crucified. And the Holy Spirit will bring that conviction. And once he does that, he's now prepared you. Now he's going to begin teaching you the fundamentals. He said he'll lead and guide you all through. He's going to teach you the fundamentals of Christianity, who you are. He's going to teach you of sonship. He's going to teach you of value, worth, significance. He's going to reprove. There's another word for that too, reprove. It's convince. He's going to convince you of righteousness. Because I go to the Father, I'm not with you. Somebody's got to tell you you're the righteousness of God in Christ. Because if you're going to come to me, you're not going to be able to come to me on your own. Because your unworthiness and your insecurities and your fear, all of that stuff will rise against you in your approach to me. Because when you're a babe, it's hard to go in there because the enemy, he still has a lot of hold in your life, even though you have a brand new spirit. Even though you're a new creation, you're still wearing a soul that needs to be transformed by the Father. But the Holy Spirit wants to walk your soul into the love of the Father. But to do that, He's got to bring you through the door. He's got to bring you in. But He can't bring you in when you're clothed in all your own stuff. He's got to convince you, listen, we're going to go in, but you're going to go in with me. Like Paul said, I'm found in Him, not having mine own righteousness. He's going to convince you that you're the righteousness of God in Christ. He's going to convince you of your standing so you can go in. God will accept you just the way you are. Come boldly to the throne of grace that you might find mercy and help. The throne of grace is not in the earth. It's in a heavenly jurisdiction. You come through that door. Just the way you are. He's got grace. But it's hard because we feel unworthy at times. Because we're dealing with our issues. We're laden with issues. But He said, come. You're not coming and you're standing anyway. You're coming in mine. Come. Say, come. Come. That's why He's got to convince you of your righteousness in Christ. And then He's going to convince you the prince of this world has been judged. Even Jesus said in John, says, now is the time the Son of Man will be glorified and the prince of this world will be cast out. Now the prince of this world still reigns in the earth, but he's been cast out of you. His system's been cast out. Your spirit has been created. It is a new creation. And the Holy Spirit will convince you that you're a son. He'll convince you that you're an heir to royalty. He'll convince you you've been adopted into another family. He'll convince you that the father of all lies is not your father anymore. You've been delivered. It's the Holy Ghost that does the convincing. He'll take these words and convince. All of this is your preparation for your ascent to the Father. Because if you don't have this, you can't ascend. You still think the devil's reigning over your life? You're not going to get out of his jurisdiction. The devil wants to keep us bound here. And the Holy Spirit comes to convince, hey, the prince of this world's been cast out. You are his son of the living God. When he convinces, that's how you move. This is one of the number one ministries of the Holy Spirit that so many people do not understand. I was praying, the Father said, pray that I feel the sanctuary. Pray. Verse 13 of John 16. Cultivate a relationship with the Holy Ghost. He's been sent from heaven to help you. That's why he said you're a comforter. He's been sent to help from heaven to bring you to where Christ dwelleth. We're trying to do everything here, and it's not working for us. Where did he say, I give you all spiritual blessings in heavenly places? So verse 30, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he'll guide you into all truth. He goes, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's going to guide you into me. He's going to bring you to me. This is one of his main ministries. And he gets real excited when you cooperate with him in it. He's going to use you just the way you are. Say, he's going to use you the way you are. Some of the greatest, I couldn't believe when I was first born again, the stuff the Holy Spirit would do through me. It was unbelievable. He doesn't hold it against you when you're a babe. He's not going to hold you against you. But he wants to perfect. He's going to bring you to perfection. Like Paul said, let us go on into perfection. For he shall not speak of himself, but now listen to this. This is good. He'll speak whatever you hear, that shall he speak. And he'll show you things to come. Now, I've been saying this. There is no word. If you're a Greek, interlinear, outerlinear, whoosh, weak, and strong kind of guy, there is no things there. It's not in there. There's no word things. He shows you to come. He shows you how to come. That word come is ekakamei. It means to come or to go, to move from one place to another. Thayer's said it like this, to come from one place to another. I call it jurisdictional transfer. Who's going to teach you how to move into a spiritual place when you've been laden all in the natural. Everything in you was taught through the senses, touch, taste, feel, smell. Everything we ever did was in the senses of this realm. And God said, you're born again. You're a new creation. Your spirit been seated with Christ in heavenly places. And he's sending an invitation to come to where he is. You got to be taught how to move in that jurisdiction. You have to be taught how to move there. She said, I am the door to the kingdom. If by me any man enter, then he'll be saved. He will go what? In and out. Say in and out. You're not going in and out of salvation. You're going in. He's going to teach you how to do that. He's going to teach you to go from where you are to where he is. He's going to bring you to Christ. I tell you, if we set this up, if God sets this up properly, someone is supposed to get born again and immediately begin to teach them who they are in heavenly places and teach them how to come through the veil. Oh, just how you are. That you got to come through the veil because we got to get everybody to the Father's love. That is the mission of Christ, to save you, but to get you into the glory of the Father. Because it's the Father's love. And I'm going to tell you right now, take your definition of love and put it on a shelf. Because the Father's love is greater. The Father's love where he is greater than anything. Oh my goodness. It's power to transform. It's power to change. It's power. It's a continual fountain that never runs dry. I'm just amazed. Used to, you'd hit one of these things and it'd be glorious and it'd lift. How many of you ever did that thing? You get into something, it would lift. I mean, all my life, I was in the glory and out of the glory. I was up and I was down. Now, but Jesus doesn't lead you. He leads you into, say into. He'll teach you how to come through that door. That's phase one. I will come to you by way of the Holy Spirit. Now notice what he says in verse 14, John 16 there. He will glorify me. He will receive of mine and show it to you who I am, what I am, and where I am. He's going to receive it. He's going to show it to you. And he's going to glorify me. Now, where is Christ seated at the right hand of God? He's going to glorify my position. He's going to reveal my position. He's going to show my position to you. And he's going to teach you how to come to where I am. He's going to teach you jurisdictional transfer. If you and we and us, if more people understood jurisdictional transfer, how different the body of Christ would be. How you didn't have to live in the ladenness of heaviness and trials when the enemy comes. Because the Bible says he's going to come. He says he's going to beat on your house. He said, in the world you have tribulation, but in me, do not fear. Do not worry. I've already overcome it. In me, there's peace. Say, in me, there's peace. I've already overcome it. Come to where I am. He issues the clarion call, which is the I will number two. Oh, this is where we've been for 7 years. The I will number two. I will, say I will, receive and accept you unto myself where I am. That's the first thing the Holy Ghost, his number one mission, apart from what you believe. God wants to use you, but he really wants to get you to where he is. He wants to perfect us. How many of you know and believe the body of Christ needs some perfecting? We need some perfecting. Well, there is a realm where God can perfect us to be without spot and wrinkle. Literally, the power of his love, where he is, when the Holy Spirit and the Lord can bring us fully in to where the Father is. He'll begin the perfecting of his love, the casting out of all fear, insecurity, unworthiness, the casting out of strong, and I'm talking stubborn strongholds, the kind Chuck has. I mean, those kind and Tim has, those kind of strongholds, the stubborn ones. I mean, how many of you know there are some strongholds that go and then there's some stubborn ones? And when I got born again, some of that stuff just left. But the other stuff just stayed and stayed and stayed through the ministry. I said, how can this stuff live in the ministry? It's a testament that God will use you in spite of you. That is what I call the Corinthian model. You remember he gave the administrations, governments, and operations? Chapter 1, he said, I heard of the house of clothes, there'd be divisions. Chapter 3, there's divisions. Chapter 5, incestual fornication. Chapter 6, suing each other at the law. Chapter 9, idolatry. Chapter 11, division at the communion table. Chapter 12, he gives the gifts, administration, and calling, and the gift of the Spirit. He goes, but it's the Holy Spirit that's giving it in measure. Several days the Holy Spirit wills. He goes, listen, I'll use you just the way you are in spite of you, but I'm going to put it in measure. I'm going to regulate the faucet. And we've been trying to pump that faucet. Man, we have pumped everything we can get out of that faucet. We got 1,000 different ways we pump that faucet. Some people can make that faucet look really big. And some people are fed up with the limitation. They can't handle the limitation. They're sealing. We're sealing. We don't know why. Because you're in a system that God designed for you to be in until you grow up. He said, now covet earnestly this, but I'm going to show you a more excellent way to go. I'm going to lead you into the love of the Father. And when you come out of that, you won't be in part anymore. Now you know in part, you're operating in part. You're operating in measure. But when that which perfect has come, you're going to come to full age. And you're going to come out of that place like the Lord came out, in full measure. Say in full measure. Now stop thinking you're going to have to act like love here. God's not going to take your dysfunction and ask you to act like Him out of your dysfunction. You cannot, dysfunction cannot attain the love of God. That's why Paul said, listen, it's possible to give your body to be burned and have not love. It's possible to give all your goods to feed the poor and not have this love. See, human sufficiency can go a long way, but it's not going to cut it. It's still born out of the flesh. This love is far beyond that. You think God is going to ask you and your dysfunction to act like Him? He says, you're going to love the way I love when I first love you, and only when I love you. See, we need to be loved. Everyone needs love, whether they know it or not. We need love, but we just don't need somebody to put our arms around us love. We need to come into the Father's baptism of love, into a love that's without measure. A love that's not of this world. A love that washes, cleanses, refreshes, renews. If I go to a prayer place for you, I will receive you. See, I will. All of these, I will. I will come again. I will receive you. I will. Say, I will. It's His will. He promises it. He'll cooperate with you if you understand what He's saying. Father, I will. They be with me where I am. If your man love me, let him follow me. That where I am, there shall he be also. We're thinking, okay, we're going to follow you. Okay, today you're in Houston. Tomorrow we're going to go to Florida. Then we're going to New York. We're going to follow you this job. No, no, no. He says, listen, my first leadership is to bring you to the Father. After I bring you to the Father, my whole plan will open up for you. My whole plan, all the stuff I want to do with you, but I need to perfect you. God doesn't want to use us in dysfunction all our life. He doesn't want his body to be dysfunctional all his life with some limited regulated power. He wants us to come to full age, but you're not going to find full age here. How many of you have been subjected to testing and trial for 30 years? Where has that got us? I mean, we change for sure. Do you like that? Do you want the Moses route for 40 years? Anybody want the backside of the mountain? Listen, the power of God's love can do what He did in Moses in 40 years. He can do it in 4 months. They'll say, amen. He'll accept you in the beloved. He issues invitations. Come. Say, come. The Lord's saying, come. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Come. Abide in me. See, He's extending an invitation. He's extending His hand. He sent His Holy Spirit, and He's saying, now come to where I am. Come. Come through the door. Come to where I am. I accept you just as you are. You're accepted in the beloved. Come and abide in me. Come and dwell in me. Come all the labor and heavy laden. I'll give you the rest. You see that? That's a major position. We have to come to where He is in the right hand of the Father. Because until we get to where he is, he's not going to reveal the Father. Now, who reveals Jesus? The Holy Spirit come to glorify the Lord. He glorifies the Lord. It is the Lord that glorifies the Father. They all have very distinct roles. It is amazing. Now, John 17, 1, I gave this verse out, and I said, okay, this is your homework. Go meditate this verse. Find out what this meaneth. It says, these words spake Jesus. He lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify the Son, that the Son may glorify thee. When you get that, you understand his mission. It's not the first time he said it. It's the first thing he said as soon as Judas left the room. In chapter 13, he said the exact same thing. And he then, having received the sup, went immediately out, and it was night. Verse 31, that's Judas left. And then Jesus, just immediately, he goes into his mission right there. He says, therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God will be glorified in, by, and through him. It's the same thing. Glorify the Son that he may glorify thee. Say, glorify the Son that he may glorify thee. Now is the time that the Son of Man be glorified. What he was saying, now is my time, Father. I'm returning to you. Now is my time. I'm going back to where I was with you in the beginning. Look at 17 verse 5. And now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. He says, I'm going back to where you are, Father. I'm coming back to you. Glorify me through the cross. But he wasn't just going straight up. He was going to go through the death, burial, and then the resurrection. He had to go through the cross. That's why he said, I'm going. In a little while, I'm going. You cannot go with me now, but you'll go with me hereafter. And Peter said, I'm going now. Boy, he lasted half a night. Listen, your flesh is not going to make this journey. Your flesh is going to get buried in baptism. That's why he says, take up your cross daily. Your flesh has to be put upon the cross, because that's your flesh is not going. With all your willpower, and you might be super will, but your willpower is not going to make it. What's going to get you there are these words. What's going to get you there is the Holy Ghost. What's going to get you to the Father is the Lord Jesus. When you get to where he is, he's going to reveal the Father. He says, now glorify me, Father, back into where I was. Clothe me in thine own self and the glory I had thee with the beginning. And the Bible says he was seated at the right hand of God, raised far above, seated. And then what did he say about you in Ephesians 2? And then you were raised, what? Together with him. Now, that's a positional raising, but he sent his Holy Spirit to go teach you how to come to that place. And the Holy Spirit brings you into that place with him. He says, now, Father, if you glorify me where I am, bring me back to where I was, then I'm going to bring all creation to you, and I'm going to glorify you. I'm going to show them your glory. I'm going to show them your love. I'm going to reveal you to them, Father. That's what he's saying. It's the Lord Jesus that glorifies the Father. It's the Lord Jesus that's going to reveal him to you. He's going to bring you to where he is. Now, let's just read a few of these scriptures and see if this correlates. Go to John 14 there. In my Father's house, there's many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you in the Father. And Jesus said to him, verse 6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Salvation is in the cross. The fullness of salvation, reconciliation, is at the right hand of the Father. It's in the resurrection. Say resurrection. The cross was the greatest display of love in all of history and all that ever will be. But it was the way to get us to where the Father is. He goes, no man's coming unto the Father but by me, because I am the one that's going to reveal him. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I'm going to bring you not just to the Father, but He's going to bring you to where He is in the Father, what He has with the Father, the glory He has with the Father, the union He has. Everyone say, amen. Now watch this. Verse 7, you have known, if you had known me, you should have known my Father. And notice this, from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Then, of course, Philip said, show us the Father. And he said, show us the Father. And well, it'll suffice. He goes, have you not seen me, Philip? The Father spoke up through the Lord. The Father dwelt with the Lord in the earth. He goes, don't you know? He goes, from henceforth, you will know him. Say, from henceforth, you will know the Father. Now, everybody knows that God is their Father. How many of you know God's your Father? How many of you had an encounter with God your Father? Everybody does. He's going to give you that. He's going to show you that he loves you. He's going to convince you he loves you. But what he really wants is you to come into the union with him, to where he dwells. Now, that's where your transformation is going to come from. That's where you're going to take 40 years off your life. He's going to condense that transformation into 4 months. That's where he's going to put you in a place that's not of this world. And love's going to transform. In these encounters in the Father, he's purging things. Jesus said, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, he says, I'll purge you. If a branch abideth in me, I'll purge it. He's purging things. And I come out of the place and say, did I just get purged? Because before, when I get purged, it was very painful. How many of you had a painful purging? Everybody, somebody, you're going through a season of great purging, but on the other side of it, there'll be great glory. And you're thinking, oh my God, another round around the wilderness mountain. Because that's where we've been journeying. We come out of there scathed, and I mean, there's just nothing left. We're broken, busted, disgusted, but we're broken. Hallelujah, we've been purged. He said, if you abide in me, if a branch will abide in me in the Father, I'll purge him in the Father. I'll purge you in the Father. When you get purged in the Father, you'll come out with joy. You'll come out with glory and peace. And you're like, did we just come to a purging? Listen, when the Father takes residence as Father, see, you have to give him the ownership. You have to come out of the jurisdiction, the orphan jurisdiction you dwell in. You have to come to where he is. The Holy Spirit and the Lord's, their mission is to bring you. But when he brings you into his love, where he is, he's going to start taking ownership. He's going to unseat your soul from the system it was born in. He's going to unseat all kinds of things, and he's going to reforge you in his love. He's going to start going like this, pulling old dead trees out of you. His love will pull and jerk dead trees, and then he reforges your foundation in him, because he says, if I'm your Father, you're going to look like me. If I'm your Father, you're going to act like me. If I'm your Father, you're going to represent me. If I'm your Father, you're going to dwell in me until love dwells in you. If I'm your Father, you're going to dwell in love until love dwells in you. He is not going to leave you the same, but you're going to go through this. He accepts you just as you are, and you go to it. I said, was that a purging? That was glorious. Let's do it again. Now, I don't know very many people would talk about that in the earth. Let's do it again in the earth. But when you're in the Father, you can do it all day long, because God's going to do nothing but build you up. He's going to tear down the old and build you up. He's restructuring you. Your spirit, soul, body, his love will get in your body. It'll get in the cells of your body. My strength level this week has gone through the roof. He's cut something off. And I'm like wide awake at midnight. I'm having to take melatonin just to calm myself down so I can go to sleep. I'm not ready for the Lester Summerall sleeping 2 hours a night yet, God. But when his love and his glory gets in you, all the heaviness, it gets up into your body. It gets into your central nervous system. It gets up into your immune system. It'll get into the cells of your body. It'll get in your bones. If bitterness can get in your bones, love can dwell up in your bones. Love will dwell up in your body, in your strength, in your countenance. Listen, you cannot go around saying, I know the Father, and walk around with a muffed countenance. A scowl on your face. I know the Father, you want to know him too. God the Father built. He loves you. You're His son. And He's gonna make you, He's gonna forge you till you look like Him, act like Him, talk like Him. And not only that, as you dwell in Him, there is a time it transitions where He comes and dwells with you in the earth. Now we're getting ready for kingdom come. Oh yeah, Father, kingdom come with all our dysfunction, Father. Come with all our dysfunction. Come and use us with all our dysfunction. God, if God would have answered some of the prayers I prayed 15 and 20 years ago, we wouldn't have a church. It's hard to see your stuff. From henceforth, you'll know Him. He said, do you not know the Father? That I dwell in the Father where He is, and He dwells in me where I am. He goes, I need you to believe this. Say, believe this. Believe I dwell in Him where He is, and believe He dwells in me. It's Him doing the works. Oh, how did we miss that? How did we miss that? The Father doing the works? These kind of works with the blind, the lame, the maimed, these are the kind everyone's looking for. They're sporadically given through the faucet. But in the anointing without measure, they will flow in fullness. But they're not coming until the Father's love takes residence. And it's not walking around, I love you, you love me. He's not talking about that. It's dwelling in the love that's not of this world until it overtakes us that we're full-age sons. And full-age sons doesn't take a lifetime, because love can radically transform you overnight. Say overnight. Love does not operate on linear timelines. The enemy can build strongholds for 40 years, and love can tear it down in 4 days. Love is not linear. When God calleth from the right hand of God through His Son by way of the Holy Ghost, I jump in. Verse 19, a little while. Go study a little while. There's a lot in the little while. And you shall not see me, but again in a little while you will see me, because I go to the Father. You're going to see me. So you're going to see me. He told him when the Holy Ghost came, he goes, I have to convince you of the righteousness of God, because I'm going away and you're not going to see me. But here he says, you will see me. You're not going to see me with those natural eyes of yours, but you're going to see me with the eyes of the heart, because I'm going to show you this place. A little while. These things I've spoken unto you in Proverbs. Look at verse 25. I love this. Now look at verse 20, chapter 14. Very powerful. At that day, say at that day. At that day when I go to the Father and I bring you to where I am. Remember he said, believe that I'm in the Father's in me. But now he says, at that day you shall know. Say you shall know. See, first he says, believe me that I've come from the Father. I dwell in Him. He dwells in me. But I'm going to go away in a little while, but I'm going to bring you to where I am. At that day, say at that day is this day. You're going to know, gnosko, intimately know that I dwelleth in my Father, and you, say you, dwelleth in me. At that day, because I'm going to bring you into the Father, and you're going to experience the same level of love, glory, grace, light, and life that I experience. You're going to know. He picks up that same verse in chapter 16, and watch what he says. Is the word coming alive? Did Jesus choose carefully these words he spoke? Now listen, he spoke these to 11 apostles in training. These words are not for the faint in heart. They're not for the babes. These words are those that want to graduate to full age. Chapter 16, verse 16, in a little while. See, and he's going to pick up where he was talking about chapter 14. You'll not see me. And again, in a little while, you'll see me because I go to the Father. Now on down a little further, verse 25. And these things I've spoken to you in Proverbs. Right now, I'm just talking to you. You don't even know what I'm talking about. By the time, because they said it, what does he mean a little while he's going away? They were saying, what does he mean? You know, he said that to the Jews in chapter 7. He goes, a little while I go away, but where I go, you cannot come. And they said, what is he talking about a little while he's going away? You know why he told them they couldn't come? He says, since you seek to kill me, you're rejecting me. And because you're rejecting me, you cannot come to where I am. You cannot reject him and be with him where he is. Neither can you reject his words. I don't care what you feel about yourself, what you've been taught, what you went through, what you were in your first birth, what you were in your first parental imaging. You can be dysfunctional times 10. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He receives you if you can accept his words, because these words are the only thing that's going to get you there. You're going to hide them in your heart. I can't teach you that today, but we teach how to hide them in your heart and let those words bring you in. Amen. He goes, in a little while, whoo, these things I've spoken in Proverbs, but the time cometh in a little while when you shall no more, I shall no more speak to you in Proverbs. Look at this. I will openly show and reveal to you the Father. Who's revealing the Father? Jesus. Who's revealing Jesus? The Holy Ghost. They're not just revealing them. They're bringing you to where they are. They're bringing you into the locale. The Holy Spirit's not just going to reveal him where you're just going to look at him all the time. He's going to take you to where he is. Jesus is not just going to reveal the Father. Isn't that glorious? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? No, he says, come in to where I am. I'm going to take you in. Those are prayers that you have a right to pray. Those are scriptures you have a right to hold. Reveal the Father. Show me the Father. Bring me to where you are. Open the Father. As you have been glorified in the Father, glorify now the Father to me. It is your mission to glorify the Father. Glorify the Father to me. Show me your glory. Show me the Father. Take me to the place that you hold, Lord. Take me to the love the Father loves you with. Take me to the oneness that you walked in, where you dwelt in the Father, and the Father dwelt in you in the earth. Take me to perfect love. Take me to where you are. Show me. John 17, look at verse 18. And now I come to thee, Father. And now come I to thee. Last verse, 13. And these things I speak in the world, that they might have, what, my joy fulfilled in themselves. What do you think his joy was? It wasn't just the stuff that bubbles out of your belly. His joy was being in the Father. He goes, you're going to have my joy that I've had in eternity with the Father. It's going to get fulfilled in you. He begins to pray as they're in the world. And as he begins to pray, he says, now you're not of the world. And the Holy Spirit began to shine on that this morning. He goes, you know you're not of this world. I said, yeah, of course I know. Amen, I'm not of this world. He goes, that's a positional truth that we're about to make a reality. I'm going to take everything you were in the world, spirit, soul, body, mind, heart, emotions, and we're going to bury all of that. And then we're going to raise you up and restructure you. Reforge you, whether you're not of this world, because when I send you back, because Jesus said, I send them in the world, you're not going back as that man you were. You're going back as my son. You're going back in my love. You're going back in my image, because the Father's going to re-image you in his love until you're not of the world. The nothing in you is of the world. So all the world's been loved out of you. He's not going to purge. He's going to love it out of you until you are in his image. And he goes, now we'll send you back. But when I send you back, I'm going with you. We're getting ready for kingdom come. We're getting ready for demonstration. Jesus said, it's the Father that dwells in me that's doing the works, and I'm going to submit to you. It's the Father that's going to dwell in us in this last day through the Lord Jesus by the Holy Ghost that's going to do the works all over again. And the world may know the Father has loved us the way he has loved the Son. The world's going to know it, because they're going to see the reality of this kingdom. Jesus is going to bury your old man in baptism and raise your new man until you're a full bona fide son in the Father's love. The Father is going to re-image you. Say, I am not of this world. If I told you some of the stuff that he's doing in there and the reimaging and the way he's reimaging and how he is changing relationships in my very family that were very broken. And when he reimaged it within 24 hours, you can ask Anna, she'll attest it. He has shifted the relationships. The ones that would go nowhere fast, that couldn't fix, that all you could do even as a preacher is avoid. When he shifted and re-imaged and broke all that and re-imaged, me and his love, that relation's starting to get fixed. He'll do it for you. He'll re-image you. Full gospel re-imaging. He's going to present you faultless before the Father. He's going to present you holy because he's presenting you in himself. Even with all your dysfunction, he's not presenting your dysfunction to the Father. When you're in him, he's presenting you in himself. And the Father says, oh, I receive you. You look like the Son. And then when you get in the love, he says, oh, there's a few things that don't look like the Son. But when you come, Jesus presenting you faultless. The Father says, yes, they're faultless. You can come before me, a righteous, holy God. I accept you. Come on in. And then love starts swallowing him. Oh, I don't look like the Son. Oh, that don't look like the Son. You're going to get it. Love's going to start re-imaging, but the Father receive you because the Lord presents you faultless. Now, I just want to go over this prayer a minute and we'll close. Verse 21, John 17. Let's just look at this prayer a minute. It's very powerful. Look at John 17, verse 21. That they all may be one. Look at this. Father, you are in me and I'm in you. They also may be one in us. So notice the position. He says, now, Father, you're in me and I'm in you. This is right hand of God. Now they're going to come up. I'm going to bring them to where I am. And now they're going to be one in us. And I'm going to reveal them to your love. That's all right hand. That's you coming to where he is. Okay. You see that? You see that union? Father, I'm in you. You're in me. They're going to come to where we are in oneness. You have to do that first. He's going to actually repeat this twice. Now, what's the next level? And the glory you gave me, I give to them that they may be one even as we're one. It's the glory he gave you to be one with the Father. He did not give the angels that. He gave it to you. Amen. Now, watch what he says. He's going to shift it. You were dwelling with him. What did Jesus say? Do you not know that I dwell in the Father where he is, but he dwells in me where I am? Now watch. We go to dwell with them. Watch what happens. Ready? Verse 23. Now it's I in them, Father, and you're in me. Whoa. It says, first, they're going to come up to where we are, but then I'm going to dwell in them in the earth. And Father, you're going to come and dwell with me in them in the earth. Now we're talking about manifested dwelling, manifested kingdom here. It's a result of the oneness that you have of being with him. I and them, thou and me, that they may be perfect in one, that the world may know you have sent me and you have loved them in the same way you've loved me. Father, I will they be with me where I am. They may behold your glory, the glory that I've had with you from the beginning. For listen, you've loved me from the foundation of the world. I'm bringing them into it. Look at verse 26. I've declared unto them thy name, and I will declare it. The love wherewith you have loved me will be in them and I in them. God, the Father, is going to come dwell in his creation here. And when he does, he's going to do the works he did through the Son. And to get him to come like that, you've got to go dwell with him. He conquers dysfunction because he's coming to dwell with you as a son that he owns, that's not of the world. When he comes back with you, all three of you are not of the world. Four of you. You, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Everything going on in your vessel is not of this world. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. You're not going to get that being in the world. Now I'm closing for sure. John 14, my last verse. Now you're going to understand this verse. And Judas said unto him, notice here, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself in us and not unto the world? Verse 23, and Jesus said unto him, if a man will love me, he will keep my words. He's talking about these upper room words that we're preaching. He said, he'll keep my words. He's going to keep my words, and my words are going to bring him to where he is, to where I am. And then I'm going to reveal you, Father. And then it says, and the Father will love him. The Father will baptize him, re-image, restructure, re-root, re-ground, everything. The Father will love him. He wasn't talking about a system of do's and don'ts in the earth that's going to get God. God loves you regardless. When he says the Father will love him, that's active love. That's a baptism of love. That's the initiation of love. That's you being with him where he is. You've kept his words. These words have brought you to where he is. And now my Father will love you, restructure, re-image, recreate to bring you into his image to where you're not of this world. Listen, the sons, the whole creation's groaning right now for the manifestation of the sons of God to walk the earth. The sons of God are going to walk the earth in the last days. And I promise you what's going to be on the lips. We are not of this world, and what we carry is not of this world. I don't belong to this world. The thief cometh, he has no place in me. The Father dwelleth with me, and he's doing the works. You're going to hear that from the sons of God in the last days. My Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our dwelling place with him. That's the cloud of God, the glory of God coming down upon your tabernacle on the earth. That's the Shekinah glory, the Father and the Son coming to make their abode. That is manifestation of the kingdom time. That's where we're headed. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah.
We trust you're enjoying today's message. We would like to invite you to partner with us through our convenient online donation feature that enables our ministry to continue offering these life-changing messages free of charge.